When the sun hid in her cave. At the dawn of time, Susanoo, the spirit of the sea and storms, was making ready to leave heaven and to gush down to earth. His sister, the far-shining sun goddess, said,
"Oh, impetuous brother of mine, before you go, let us exchange tokens of our love and affection for one another."
Susanoo bowed to his sister, drew his sword from his side, and presented it to her. She accepted the gift, and then chewed off pieces of the metal blade in her mouth before spitting them out. Instantly, the fragments of the sword sprang up as three beautiful daughters. Then, the sparkling sun goddess took jewels from her hair and gave them to her brother. He crunched them up with his teeth and spat them out. They became five strong sons.
"They are my sons," said the goddess, "because they were born from my jewels."
"No, they are my sons," said the storm god, "because you gave me those jewels." And thus, the brother and sister began to quarrel.
The stormy-tempered Susanoo grew so angry that he swept through his sister's rice fields and destroyed them. He flung manure all over her garden and frightened her maidens so that they hurt themselves on their spinning wheels. The bright goddess was greatly offended by the evil pranks of her brother. She fell into a most dreadful sulk and hid herself in a cave in a remote part of the earth. There was no more light, and heaven and earth were plunged into darkness. Amid this gloom, thousands of gods and spirits gathered outside the cave of the sun goddess. They lit bonfires so that they could see in the darkness, and they called the goddess by her name, Amaterasu. But no matter how many times they called, she remained lurking within the shadows of her hiding place. The gods needed to do better than that if they were to gain her attention. And so, they began to make music. They clashed cymbals and banged wooden clappers together. The plump goddess of mirth, with dimpled cheeks and eyes full of fun, led a dance. She performed on top of a giant drum that thundered with her every step. She held a stick in her hand with bells tied to it, so that they rang out as she danced. Farmyard cockerels joined in with crowing. You can imagine what a lovely concert they made. The dancing goddess of mirth wore a dress that was held together with vines. As she waved her arms and pranced about, the dress became looser and looser until it fell off altogether. And she had not a stitch of clothing on her. The gods found this so hilarious that they all laughed until the heavens clapped with thunder. Only then did curiosity get the better of the far-shining one, and she peeped out of her cave. She saw her bright face reflected in the mirror that had been placed just in front of the opening, and she was astonished by her own beauty. But she did not have long to gaze, because a strong-handed god seized hold of her arm and dragged her out of the cave. Then all the heavens and earth were lit. The grass became green again. The flowers blazoned with a multitude of colours, and human beings looked upon one another's faces. And there was another benefit from this gloomy episode in the history of creation. This was the first time that music, dance, and fun were known on the face of the earth. And these divine gifts have brightened human lives ever since. And that was the story of When the Sun Hid in Her Cave, which is an ancient story from Japan. I do hope that you enjoyed it. There are loads more stories from all over the world at storynori.com and on our podcast under the Kids and Family section. For now, from me, Elizabeth, goodbye.